With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has been on the phone with China's Xi Jinping. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
U.S. and Chinese officials confirmed that the two leaders had a phone call on Monday. According to China's official news agency, Xi told the president that Taiwan's return to mainland China is an important part of the post-war international order. The presidents also discussed trade, but the Chinese statement did not reveal any concrete agreements on matters such as the purchase of American soybeans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
As the Thanksgiving holiday approaches, Michigan State University food economist David Ortega says although turkey prices are forecast to be 40% higher this year than last year, there are bargains to be had.
We're seeing some promotions being implemented in an effort to draw customers into the store. So even though prices have increased over the past couple of years, consumers can still expect to see a lot of promotions, a lot of sales as we get further into the holiday season.
Market research company Data Assembly expects the 10 holiday meal staples it takes to cost 4% more overall. Canned cranberry sauce had the biggest price increase after drought-impacted production. And new tariffs on steel made cans more expensive. Travelers this Thanksgiving may still feel on edge after the historic government shutdown that caused widespread flight cancellations and delays. But experts say staying informed about weather, traffic, and airport wait times can help ease anxiety. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 202 points, the NASDAQ rose 598. This is SRN News. A Christian legal group is making a list and checking it twice.
Liberty Counsel is urging believers not to do their Christmas shopping at retailers who refuse to even mention the holiday in their advertising. And so they have released their annual naughty and nice list so Christians can vote with their feet. Amongst those who censor Christmas are Barnes & Noble, Big Lots, Walgreens, and Nordstrom's. On the nice list, retailers who mention Christmas, you will find Hallmark, Best Buy, Lowe's, Target, Walmart, and Macy's. You can see the complete list, both of them, at lc.org. Michael Harrington reporting.
Anti-Semitic incidents in the Czech Republic reached record levels last year. In its annual report, the Federation of the Jewish Community says it registered 4,700 anti-Semitic incidents in 2024, almost 9% more than the year before. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Stephen Vaden says President Trump is working to help American farmers, which should improve affordability at the grocery store.
If you are a livestock producer, beef, poultry, pork, you're making good money. If you're in row crops, you have had several years of diminishing returns and even negative returns. That is beginning to turn around under President Trump because of the trade deals that he has reached.
Technology leaders say a new AI divide is emerging, splitting companies and communities that can harness artificial intelligence from those who cannot. Analysts warn the gap could widen economic inequality and concentrate power among tech giants. At the closing bell on Wall Street, the Dow was up by 202 points, the S&P 500 up 102, the NASDAQ gained 598. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.